It's a joy for us to be able to meet together here and have this baptismal service this morning. Because at the heart of it, we believe God's at work in people's lives. And if you're here just visiting with us here at the chapel this morning, we want to really share with you the reality that we're excited about what God is doing here. We're excited about the people that are coming to worship with us here this morning. But we're most excited about what God is doing in people's hearts for everyone who comes. And that it's our heart's desire that for each of you here this morning, that God will touch your heart and encourage you in your walk with him. That song we sang about what we believe, at the heart of it is the fact that God sent his son Jesus, which we are about to celebrate in this Advent season again. But he sent his son to forgive us, to cleanse us from our sin, and give us new life, new hope, eternal hope in him. One of the verses of scripture that we hold to clearly, it comes from Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, of how we respond to the message of God's love for us. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our response to the message of God's love and forgiveness is a response of faith. And with that, we believe from our heart. We believe that as we pray and as we invite the Lord to take us, to make us his son or his daughter, to cleanse us of our sins, that he comes. He hears our prayer. And his spirit enters our spirit, makes us new and alive to the Lord. Now, all of those things can happen in the quietness of our home, perhaps in the silence of a bedroom or in a vehicle or even here as we worship together here. But the truth is we don't see it with our physical eyes. It's a work of the Spirit, a work of God touching us where we're at in our hearts and in our lives. So that is why I believe that here in Romans chapter 10, we're encouraged to not just believe, but we're also encouraged to confess, to declare it, to say what we believe, to be honest about our own personal transactions with the Lord. And so we confess that Jesus Christ is the creator and Lord of all. We confess that he's our Savior. We confess he's our friend. We confess that we surrender to him as Lord. We confess that he is our King, our coming King. What is important about confession? Well, confession reinforces what we believe in our hearts. When we say it with our lips, when we speak it, and we hear ourselves even say it, it just reinforces our decisions and choices of faith. But also confessing our faith confirms to our family and our friends what we believe, what we have chosen to believe. And it's a means of helping our whole community understand that something is changing in our own hearts, that it's a journey of faith, but that everyone's welcome to come and join us and follow and walk with us in the Lord. So here this morning, as we join together in this water baptism, this is one of the significant ways that people confess their faith. They declare what they believe. And so the individuals who are going to be coming here in a few moments to share their own testimony, they're going to be giving a brief expression of their choices of faith in their own words. And then we're going to be baptizing them, baptizing by immersion here in the tank. Those of who have been standing here on the edge of the tank are trying to avoid immersion. But the individuals who are coming, and so we're going to be baptizing them, and they're going to be demonstrating by immersion their confession. We believe that this baptism this morning is like following what Jesus did. Only Jesus did it on the cross. He died on the cross. He was nailed there to pay the penalty for our sin. But then he was raised again on the third day. And us, by baptism, We model the same thing only in water. We die to sin. We say no to our old nature. And each one of you who are being baptized, if we held you down long enough, you would die. Now, we're not going to do that for so long. But it's like saying, my sin nature is being buried. And then rising up out of the water, we're saying, like Jesus who rose from the grave, we want to walk in a newness of life, following the Lord and honoring him. So in a way this morning, what we're going to do, this is a water testimony. A water testimony of the reality of God at work in hearts and lives. And in this testimony this morning, for each one who's being baptized, you will remember this from this day forward. You will remember this. You will remember December the 1st, 2024, while it was minus 25 outside, I was baptized in a nice warm tank of water here. But you remember this date, and it's important you do, because it's a water testimony of your own faith in the Lord. Your family and your friends who are watching you here will remember this. And I believe as well, we believe here, that we are being observed by the whole spiritual realm. That though we can't see it with our physical eyes, as we've invited the Holy Spirit here, we believe that God is in this place. The angelic realm is in this place. We also believe that there's even a spiritual darkness that might be observing us from a distance, because we prayed that they can't come close here. But we are making a statement even to the principalities and powers. This is what I believe. This is what I will stand for. We want to be clear that being baptized in water does not make you any more of a Christian than you are by receiving Christ as your Savior. It does not make you any more special in the sight of God, but it is, by an act of humility and obedience, a very key decision in your walk of faith for the Lord. It's a very key decision that some people put off for a long, long time, struggling. Others, they are baptized almost as soon as they give their life to the Lord. In fact, I believe that in the New Testament times, that oftentimes water baptism was almost the way they were saying yes to Jesus as they were baptized. My own story was, I was raised in a home where I was baptized as an infant, just a few days old. And my mom and dad were being faithful to the teachings of the church and what they felt was right. And I respect them for that. But there was a time then later on in my life, in my mid-teen years, that I realized that the act of baptism needed to have something of my own will and my own choice in making this declaration. So I was baptized a second time when I was about 15 years old, as well as my mom and dad were rebaptized, because they had made some real deep commitments to the Lord in that time. I believe the Lord sees and knows each one of our hearts and the decisions and choices we make. But the people who are choosing to be baptized this morning are doing so partly because they're making this decision themselves. They are making a statement. We've got several young people here this morning and beyond, but each one is wanting to declare, this is my choice, my testimony of God at work in my life. Now, the question is, does being baptized mean that life is going to go easy after this? That you'll never make any mistakes? That you'll never sin again? No, it doesn't mean that. In fact, sometimes you'll be tempted to sin even before you get dried off. We still struggle. We still have, issues, attitudes, temptations in our lives. But I will say this, that every time we make a decision to obey the Lord and trust him and set that foundation, that stone of remembrance of our walk with the Lord and our decisions for him, every time we do that, it gives us a point of reference that we can return to again and say, yeah, I've messed up. Yeah, I've done stupid things again. Yes, I've offended my family or whatever. But you know what? When it comes back to it, God invites me to return to this place of knowing that I'm forgiven, that he takes me his child, and he hasn't given up on me. I want to serve the Lord. I want to honor him. So I want to encourage each of you in that who are being baptized this morning. If you set your course this morning through this testimony, I want to encourage you that the Holy Spirit, like a compass, will always want to keep pointing you toward the heart of the Lord. You will always can always return to this confession of your faith. You can always turn to the reality of the remembrance. Yeah, you know, I died to sin. I don't want to serve sin. It's dead. And I have the life of Christ in me. I can follow the Lord. I want to just close with one last passage of Scripture before we invite people to come up and share their testimonies this morning. And this is found in the book of 1 John, chapter 4. 1 John, chapter 4. I'm going to be reading from beginning at verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. For this we know, that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So, Father God, now as we, Lord, hear some testimonies this morning, we invite you to, Lord, give courage to each one sharing their faith decisions and choices. Lord God, may this be a very meaningful time for each one as we, Lord God, want to lift up you and give this confession of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.